Gittikar and Davin Sakhdi Kedushin of Laman Alf, we begin Amman Alf, because Tais Master begin with the words of the Gemara, which really belongs in the previous Amid. Kabar says Hashem Mahinecha. Honor Hashem from your wealth. Now, Yishalmi Darish, they actually darish in the word Mahinecha, Kamai Machinecha, where Hey and Chesra are interchangeable, which Mashma Shehik, which it means what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chaynin you, is gifts you. Mashma sounds like Shehik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More particular regarding the honor of one's parents, more than his own honor. Why? In his own honor, he says, "Kabbalah Shemohinecha." Dain Machinecha, like Yishami expounds, the Mashma something Mashchanoncha. Whatever Hashem gave you, claim. In other words, Yeshlei Mamon. If Hashem gave you money, then you're obligated to honor him. From love, not part of your exam. Whereas the Kibbutz Abayim, Neimar Kabbalah Zivichlesimecha, it just says blanket, honor your father and your mother. The Mashma something Bein Sheishlei Mamon, Bein Sheinla. Whether you have money, whether not. Now, Heichad the last late, it sounds like if he doesn't have, Chayav L'Chazal P'sachim, he's got to knock on doors, lost in his Avazimah, to feed his father and his mother more than what you have to do for Hashem. You know, Tais Master begins with the Gemara, Kol Iva, Abeir B'Seicha, Tais Rebbe violates a sin in private, Kilo Dich Rag L'Chazal, as if he's pushing away the legs of the divine presence. So Tais clarifies, says, Hanyo, that is the Motzei Kavli, so if he could subdue his inclination, we could Mokhe Berkam the Chagigid of Tais Zayin Men Av. If not, then yeah, of course you should do it privately and not in public. And the keys were beneath the head of the father of the Menesina, which Rishami brings. So why didn't he just break it, the case, instead of getting the key? His legs were spread out on the box. They couldn't break it to get out without the key. Next Tesmat begins the Gemara. Greater is one who's commanded and does than one who's not commanded. Near it seems, behind the time, the reason is, the reason why someone's commander does better, fishadoi, because he's worried, mitzar, and he's in pain, yoiser, more than the other person, penyavi. He's afraid he might violate. The misha inimitsuba, someone who's not commanded, sheshla pas pisali, is what's called bread in his basket. Meaning, he has a cushion. Shemir tzubi wants a yenich, he could just leave it. And therefore, it's much easier for him. And therefore, he does not get as much reward as the mitzuba isa. Tais master, because the gemara dilemma, fikidna vavina. Said, oh, I used to think whoever tells me a suma is part of my mitzvahs, I would think I'll make a suda because I'm not commanded and I still do it. But from Mekamah, Dr. Rabbein Tam, here Rabbein Tam is precise that the notion of brachas on mitzvahs is my grandma. Obviously, the women can make brachas on even positive time on commandments. Why? I've got the Petus Lagami, even though the Torah exempt. And the Vilim Rabban Lamachayman, and even rabbinically, they're not obligated. Because Mokha Perkimish Mez, like it's obviously more brachas of Chavim Bez, become Malkim Yechayles in Labarach. Meaning, even though the mitzvahs of my grandma they're exempt, and even rabbinically, become Yechayles in Labarach, but they can make a brach on it. With Minigash, not the income, there's no problem about taking God's name in vain. Shemavarch is bracha shen zuicha, as if they're taking a bracha that's unnecessary. Obviously, they're allowed to. Why? Because they love Achim. That would not be the case. Hey, Chasamech of Yezah Hazar, he's happy that he's exempt and he's doing it because he's not mitzvah, and that he thought that was bigger. But then he's not able to make all the brachas because it's only if you command it. Obviously, he wasn't going to lose that either. And therefore, you see that even mitzvahs that you're exempt from, you can make brachas. Like this master begins the Gemara, Bosa Imav Karasa, his mother, Dama's mother, came along and ripped it off him. Yesh B'medrash, brought in the Medrash, Shaisim to Refes Mitata, because she was mentally deranged, she was insane, and therefore she did this. Like this master begins the Gemara, Yesh Michael Ab Pesyoni, could have a person that could feed his father Pesyoni, Pidish, another, Eiv Chashav, very distinguished bird. My name is Love, Shaisim B'medrash, type of Love, which was the fatty birds they had in the Midbar. And still, as Gatin next to him, betrayed him in Ilam, and could still chase him out of this world, Pedish, in other words, Shetan Shalom, where he gets punished for feeding his father this great piece of meat, because Shemetal Litzadayin also does, it shows how begrudgingly he's feeding his father. But on the other hand, Vishmetchin Mevchaim, you could have someone who's making his father grind in the mill, Shemalacha Gosh, with hard work, and Yemevil Chaim Abba brings him to the world to come, Shemachad Bidvarm Taim Nechum, because he honors him with good words and with words of consolation. Like Mar Yishami and Peyadam, in the first paragraph, you know, Maisa Bashem, the story actually with both of them. The story of one, Michael of Pesyoni, was feeding his father these Pesyoni, this expensive food. One time his father told him, what do you have all this? Wow, good stuff. Amalei says, Saba, elder, old man, what does it bother you? Not to talk about Achel, until you grind and you chew Achel and eat. No, the claim of law is for Achel. Just chew and eat, like dogs. They just thresh and they eat. He was showing him how hard it was for him. He was doing it, but it was negatively. But Meshul Maisavach, it was a story with a different person. He had that they were grinding in the mill. Bab Zak and Ayli had an elderly father. Now the command came to the grinders. Pirish, another Misa Melech, the command to the king, Bishwalab, because of his father, Lubbilab and Zabach, to serve for the king. So his son told him, Tochain, you grind, and I'll go and place you to serve the king. There's no end. We don't know how long that's going to be. And if it's for your disgrace, Tabloch, that it should be good for you. And if they give lashes, Tabloch, it'll also be good for you. Meaning, I'll take the Bezianis, I'll take the Malkus. And even though he was having his father work, you still see that the attitude was going to bring him to the world to come.